Okay, no new updates on injuries because we don't have to do that till next week. Anybody got any questions? Happy New Year, man. Yeah. Like I said, won't comment on injuries or who's practicing until next week.
John, what are you trying to do this week, not knowing exactly which of the three you'll play?
Well, again, it's about preparation. You know, I think one of the reasons why you work hard to get to this situation is, you know, it gives you an extra week to prepare for a potential opponent. You don't know exactly, but, you know, our guys had a good workout today. There was good focus, and, you know, it's an opportunity to get better. It's not a lot of people on the outside call it a bye week. I mean, to me, it's a get better week.
Even though you fight for the bye week and you prefer the bye week, the teams coming off bye week don't have a great record in recent history. Why do you think, what are the challenges, do you think?
Well, the challenge is it's a new season. All the records go out the window. All the stats go out the window. You know, it's a whole new season. So, you know, the key is not so much the bye, not the bye, all that stuff, is playing the best football during this playoff season. And, you know, it's a single elimination tournament, so you can't have a bad day. You know, so you got to be on your game from the beginning to the end. And the team that usually does that is, you know, the team that usually wins it all.
I think you said earlier in the week Saturday might be a day off for the guys. Is that designed to make sure they get really good practices in today and tomorrow?
Yeah, that's part of the thing you do. You know, but I think our guys have had a good mindset and, you know, been a pretty mature bunch for the most part throughout the season. So, you know, we'll, you know, form up again tomorrow, practice, and, you know, see where that takes us.
Are you pleased to see Peyton's yardage record upheld by Elias this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were told the game in Oakland, and, you know, they're usually really good at what they do. I think, you know, we were told that that was the situation, and, you know, I think, you know, they did a good job and they upheld what they told us.
Coach, you're in the same spot you were last year at this time. What's different this year than last year?
Well, I think there's a different number on this year than last year, would be the starting point. But, you know, again, well, time will tell. You know, I think there's a lot the same, all right, but we haven't played a game yet in the postseason.
The pick of your three opponents coming up. All three of them try to run the ball, have had success running the ball. How has your run defense, since you've had to make some adjustments up front, middle linebacker, big improvement there?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been more consistent versus the run this year on the whole body of work than we have versus the pass. So, you know, we've had a variety of different guys in there. You know, I thought, you know, our last regular season game versus Oakland, you know, we were as good as we've been versus the run. So, you know, it just depends moving forward, you know, how well we execute. And usually the team that executes best has the most success.
Nate Irving part of that improvement?
He's been in there the last couple of weeks, yes. That's not to say anything else about anybody, you know, other than Nate. But he has stepped in and done a nice job, yes.
Thanks, all right. Thank you.